Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. But through it all, when there was doubt, we ate it up and swallowed it down. Aimed for the stars, ate fiber bars, and did it
ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Hey, oh. Cliff. Oh. I'm hopped up on sugar this week, because we are talking about candy.
Candy.
That was from the beloved Garfield Halloween special.
That was a quote
special
by Gar candy, Halloween candy, 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 field. And yes, Kendall, candy. This is a listener, I almost said viewer, selected topic sent in to us from a beloved listener. So,
a beloved listener.
Candy. Kendall, candy.
Candy, candy, candy. What is your favorite candy, Cliff?
Now, when you're talking candy, what is... Isn't
why
there?
Did you go into that weird voice? When you're talking
that's,
candy...
That's my impression. Do you remember like the guy on from UHF who he was a shop teacher and he kept cutting things off? And when you're talking candy...
Yeah, I do remember. I just watched that about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, brilliant. Weird Al. Oh, he's on Twitter, everybody.
Weird Al.
Love it.
Well, brilliant.
Yeah, but this is not the Weird Al unofficial fan cast. This is a show about, what is this, bad luck?
Candy.
Candy.
So, Cliff, what's your favorite candy?
Well, if you're talking candy, you got to go two different schools. There is a year like chocolates. And then there are your, like, suckables.
And then, that's what she said.
Yeah. So, like, what kind are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about your favorite candy ever. Of any kind. Do you want me to start so you can think about it?
Yeah, you okay. Can't spring these deep questions. These are life-changing questions.
You throw questions at me like they're lightsabers. My favorite candy is Crunch. A Crunch,
Crunch
bar. Yes.
Oh, Nestle's Crunch?
Nestle's Crunch.
I feel like with Nestle's Crunch, it has to be like Charlie Brown. Like you say the whole name. Nestle's Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch is my favorite candy. I like having bits of Rice Krispies in there. You know that I'm not a big chocolate. I don't have the enzyme that breaks chocolate down in my mouth.
Oh, Lord.
So I like very like light milk chocolate with something else in it. And I love Reese's Pieces, too, mixed in with popcorn. That's good.
Okay.
But that's why I'm so fat.
Oh, God.
More on that
why
on a different
so
episode. That's a whole different episode. That's called F-A-T.
Now, I love Twix Candy Bar.
Oh, I haven't had a Twix in years.
I haven't had one in days. And I might have one in hours. Because I'm an adult, Kendall. Do you ever just do things that you think, this is bad for me, but you're like, I'm an adult and I will do what I want. It's like you have to rebel from yourself.
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, because most of the time... It's me talking about eating, and I'm like, well, you know, I will eat this because I'm a grown adult. And if I want to eat pizza for a million calories, I will eat it.
Oh, good. We are the same person. Listener, are you like us? I think that often. I'm like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass man.
But
I will do whatever I want.
But you say that, right?
Yeah.
But then you text me. And you say things like, FML, my obese life, I'm so sorry, fat I am.
These are actual text
messages.
Tell me,
these are actual text messages. Tell me not to eat and mean it, please.
That is clever past me. That was great.
You are so funny. Well, I will call you when I am bloated. I'm with my little brother about to eat pizza. I was thinking about how I want to eat two huge loads because I haven't in like 30 hours. I'm so fat and being tortured. I need a drink. That is Cliff Hex, everybody.
That was all today before the show.
That was 5 minutes ago.
But Kendall, most of the times, let me fill you in on the backstory.
Candy, yeah.
Those text messages, whether you text me back and mean it or not, have little bearing. Those are just cries for help. I need to be abducted and sent to a private institution for food rehab.
I didn't even tell you this. The other day, I read all of your texts to a friend of mine.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, I could write a book from your text. And I plan, that is when I'm going to become a novelist. When I write the unofficial Cliff Fancast book. And it's going to be all your quotes about how fat you are, and how you eat, and how you need a drink, and how you're stuck in class, and how you're doing bubbleology, and all kinds of stuff like that. I can't wait.
You know, it would be really interesting for my birthday. You can print them all out. And because, you know, like, because you're like, where was I when I did this? And that's why I do think that some people might think this is not delicious like candy, but some people might think that it's bad, like having everything on Facebook and on Twitter and blah, 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 or a blog. But you can look back and remember, even short Twitters, you can look back like, what was I doing?
You're so fat.
I can look back. I can look back at the tweet where I tweeted I was sitting in the library farting next to a really hot guy.
These
tweets are classic, everybody.
I don't think I got it. I mean that text.
Oh,
I don't think
Lord.
I got that twat, Cliff.
Lord.
And there is nothing funny
Kathy
about
Griffin.
There is nothing funny about texting fat things to me, but there is about these jokes, Cliff.
Oh, no.
It is time for some sugarlicious
sugarlicious for you, babe.
You are going to be addicted to these bad jokes because there's so much candy and sugar.
These jokes are a natural high, just like cliffandkendall.com.
Tell me a joke, Cliff. Tell it to
Kendall,
me. I've waited too
Harold's
long.
First day in the carpool.
Of course it
and
is.
They honk the other people, they honk the horn in front of his house, and he comes running out. He gets about halfway down the walk when he hears a grunt and the sound of his wife's foot tapping on the porch. He turns around and there she
is,
scowling at him.
What a bitch.
Now Kendall, he runs back to her to the steps, spreads her bathrobe. You're not gonna like this.
God, I'm not gonna
he
like this at all.
He bends over and kisses her on the vajayjay. Oh my goodness, can you believe this? He runs back down.
Filthy bastard, that is.
Hops into the car.
Some call it candy. Some call it candy, Cliff.
They ride in silence for a few minutes. Does that sound like I'm like talking in slow motion to anybody else? Kendall, for a second they ride in silence until Burnett, the driver.
Burnett. Good old Burnett.
That's also what we would name our child. A blending of our last name. The driver can't stand it. Burnett, he asks, Harold, it's none of my business, but why did you kiss her down there?
Oh.
And Harold,
answer me
he
that,
says,
Harold.
Oh, you wouldn't believe her breath in the morning.
Oh. Her breath is so bad he would rather have pussy in her face.
Kendall, this is late night at the Apollo.
You better bleep that out. They clip at a convention of biological...
Sometimes I forget to bleep that word, and sometimes it sneaks through. I'm sorry, FCC!
That's a bleep word. Now, Cliff, at a convention of biological scientists, researcher remarks to another, "Did you know that in our lab we have switched from mice to lawyers in our experiments?"
Don't, Kendall. Haven't the lawyers been through enough?
It's time to talk about the lawyers, Cliff. And the other guy, he says, "Really? Why did you switch?" And he says, "Well, really? 5 reasons. First, we found that lawyers are far more plentiful. Secondly, the lab assistants don't get so attached to them. Third, lawyers multiply faster in numbers. Fourth, animal rights groups will not object to their torture. And fifth, there are some things that even rats won't do. There is a drawback, however. Sometimes it's very hard to extrapolate the test results to human beings." Don't you love when I tell jokes about lawyers, Cliff?
No!
Since you used to be one.
My favorite people in the world are lawyers, my fellow colleagues.
World!
Yes. Kendall, this is a beautiful story about a loving couple.
You're telling a story about Susan and I?
Yes. Kendall was in bed one night with Susan giving her Dutch ovens.
Okay, never mind. Change the subject.
You're the one that brought up your Dutch ovens, not me. A couple married for 40 years, Kendall. Uh-huh. We're revisiting the same places they went to on their honeymoon. Aww. It was beautiful. Driving through the secluded countryside, they passed a ranch with a tall deer fence running along the road.
A ranch. And
the woman, she said, "Sweetheart, let's do the same thing we did here 40 years ago." And the guy, Kendall, he stopped the car.
Uh-oh.
His wife backed against the fence and they made love.
Ooh, bang,
like
bang,
never
bang,
before.
Bang.
Back in the car, the guy says, "Darling, you sure never moved like that 40 years ago.
Oh.
Or any time since I can remember." And the woman says, "Well, 40 years ago, that fence wasn't electrified."
Oh,
electrification in the vajayjay nation.
I was just about to say, electrification will do things to you that you don't even know.
Oh, honey.
Okay, clear.
Honey, don't. Oh, no.
And our listeners, you.
Listen.
A professor was asked to give a talk on sex. Of all things.
Of all things. Now, Kendall, why not plants or minerals?
Well, those were other
global
professors.
Global warming.
But this professor was asked to give a talk on sex. Now, when his turn came, he stood, walked to the podium, adjusted his microphone just perfectly, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure." And then he sat back down.
Oh!
It does.
Ouch.
Cliff, it gave
it
him great pleasure.
A minute, but I sent a quick letter to the Lord saying, "Lord, please reveal the meaning of this joke to me."
Reveal the punchline of the joke,
and it came instant. Sometimes, you know,
the Lord works
Garth
in mysterious
Brooks,
ways, Cliff.
He thanks God for unanswered prayers, but I thank God for answered prayers.
Yes.
That's one for our Southern listeners, Kendall.
Yes,
we
it
do
is.
Not forsake
it
them. Kendall, so...
Little Jenny
comes home from playing at Johnny's house.
Oh,
and
no.
Little Johnny.
She should have never been at Little Johnny's house.
Hey, Mom.
Guess what?
Johnny has a wang like a peanut. what her mom probably did.
That's because
that
she was hanging out with Little Johnny. She was belching.
And then Mom is understandably confused, Kendall. And so she asks, "What do you mean? You mean it's shaped like a peanut?" And, oh no, Kendall, Little Johnny, he caused Little Jenny to say this. Little Jenny, she said, "No, silly, it's salty."
Ooh.
Oh,
my God. Little Jenny was sucking on Little Johnny's
wine. Oh, God. And to put it bluntly,
Little
Kendall,
Jenny, will anybody teach her the proper ways, Cliff?
Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got. She's just Jenny from the block.
Now, Cliff, Sam and Bessie, they are senior citizens.
A slip of a girl named Bessie.
Sam has always wanted an expensive pair of alligator cowboy boots.
Idiot.
So he saw them on sale one day, and so he buys a pair of them, takes them home, and he asks Bessie, so, do you notice anything different about me? And she says, what's different? It's the same shirt you wore yesterday, the same pants. Yeah. Oh, and he says, what's different? And he's so frustrated, Cliff. He's so frustrated. So Sam goes into the bathroom. He undresses and comes out completely naked, wearing only his new boots. And again, he says, Bessie, do you notice anything different about me? And she says, what's different, Sam? It's hanging down today. It was hanging down yesterday, and it will be hanging down tomorrow. And Sam, he is so angry about this, Cliff. He says, do you know why it's hanging down? Because it is looking at my new boots. So Bessie, she is a... She is crazy.
Sassy bra.
Sassy. She says, you should have bought a fucking hat.
Oh, the language that Bessie used, I was not expecting.
I know you weren't.
Punch.
I know you weren't. That was because it was sweet like candy, Cliff.
Sweet like candy. Oh, my sugar is raw. My sugar is raw. So,
raw Colombian sugar. Yeah.
This one is... I know this is an oldie but a goodie, but it's just so good.
Sometimes you have to tell ones that you told before because they're so funny.
So good. It's like hearing a good song on the radio, this show. Two old guys, Kendall, they want to have sex. So they go to the local whorehouse. They're looking for whores. And so the head whore, she doesn't want to give them her two best girls, so she gives them two blow-up dolls. Now, Kendall, the old men, they go at it, and when they are done, they talk. They catch up, you know? And the first one, he says, I think mine was dead because I tried everything and nothing worked to get her off. And the second one said, oh, no, I think mine was a witch because I bit her nipple, she farted, and then flew away.
Oh, Cliff, that head whore. I almost choked on the head whore.
Yeah, head. I mean, what are you gonna do with the head whore, right? You can't fight city whore.
Is that all your jokes, Cliff?
Kendall, let me ask you a quick question.
Of course.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
I don't know. Had sex with Prince Charming?
No, she gagged.
Kendall,
this is offensive.
What other joke of yours is not?
Why do women pierce their belly button?
I don't know, Cliff, why?
Oh, no, it's a place to hang their air freshener. Nasty.
Filthy.
Kendall, this is another one about... Ladies, this is just a joke, ladies.
Just a joke.
Why is a woman's vajayjay like a warm toilet seat?
Just say the punchline.
Oh, Kendall, it is because they both feel good, but you wonder who was there before you. You thought that was going to be about a hot lunch, but it was not.
I always put a protective cover over my toilet seat before I sit down, Cliff.
Before you hot lunch in it?
Before I hot lunch in it.
Oh, God.
Cliff, I've got to take a break. All this nastiness that you have been telling me. It is time for a break.
Who would have thought? This is the disgusting, vile center of the candy episode.
I'm going to get me some candy, and we'll be right back after this, Cliff.
You are in the middle of the peanut butter in the... Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
New from Cliff and Kendall Records, it's Busheltown Gospel, featuring your favorite inspirational songs of faith and devotion, such as...
I will cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophy at last I lay down.
And with tracks from Folsom Prison Zone Ransom Notes.
I am bound for that bright city, where the street is paved with gold,
Where in peace I'll dwell forever.
All the joy can
Can there be told?
You can order now by calling 1-800-GOD-SONG.
And now welcome back to our show.
Hey, Cliff, we are back.
Oh, why would we ever go away?
Well,
that is off leaving
Cliff,
people. And I am so sad. Why would
we
ever
need
leave
a break
people
from us
in the middle? No, this is, we are like a candy that is gone too soon.
No, we're like a candy at the movie theater when you start eating it and you're like, I need a break from this before I finish it. And they,
it's like a jawbreaker. We are so big.
And then they pick it back
up. Hurt your jaw.
45 minutes in the movie and continue eating it. Let's just talk over each other like The View for the rest of the show.
Don't be P.O'd.
But it is time to find out what the children are saying. Speaking of the children.
I was speaking of the children.
Let's find out what the children are saying.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I love this music, Cliff. It's time to find out what the children are discussing these days.
Oh, Kendall, do you know, speaking of whatever we were just saying, popsicle.
What?
Do you know what a popsicle is?
Popsicle?
Popsicle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you wrong. I thought that everything out of your mouth came.
Was foul.
I'm not going to finish that sentence.
please do not.
What is a popsicle, Cliff?
Kendall, a popsicle is a girl who is ice cold on the outside and has a stick rammed up her ass on the inside.
Ooh.
Isn't that awful?
That's awful. Do you know what a text killer is, Cliff?
Well, yes, Kendall, that is a phrase like LOL, yeah, or ha, okay, to which there is no correct response.
Don't you just hate text killers? You're trying to text somebody and you're like, I'm going to say something funny, and then they go back, ha-ha, okay. And then you can't respond anything to them.
See, I kind of do, but I hate even more when people don't understand that you're using a text killer in order to kill the conversation.
Yeah, when you're like, please stop texting me. I'm done
talking
to you.
And then you play, oh, ha-ha. Or smiley face, alone. An alone smiley face means I'm done.
Why is the last 12 texts I've gotten from you a smiley face? Ha ha.
No, we just read all the texts on some episode.
Cliff, do you know
what was that today on this show?
Do you know what a tooth sweater is?
A tooth sweater?
Yes.
Ugh.
No, it's not what you think, Cliff. It's not what you think.
I don't know what I think. A little sweater for a tooth?
It is when you go for a day or two without brushing your teeth, and the texture in your mouth feels like teeth are wearing fuzzy little sweaters.
Oh, my Lord. I've had the tooth sweater.
I've had the tooth sweater, too, Cliff. And to use it in a sentence, does anybody have any gum? I forgot to brush my teeth this morning, and it feels disgusting. And the other person says, oh, you've got tooth sweaters.
That reminds me of AOL. You've got mail.
You've got mail.
You've got tooth sweater. Kendall, you've got the comedian. Do you know what the comedian is? This one's like us.
The comedian? Are you talking about me?
No, yes. The kind of, you'll see where you fit
I
in.
Am a comedian.
Kendall, when receiving fellatio.
Oh, maybe not. Is that what happens when you relieve fellatio? When you receive.
When I do, it is. All right, Kendall, when receiving fellatio, as you begin to ejaculate, before you give a chance for the person to swallow, you tell a joke and the semen gets squirted out of their nose.
Oh,
isn't that awful?
God.
That is the worst. But that's also like us because we're always telling terrible jokes.
You tell bad jokes,
to
Cliff,
spell
when you
sperm
are having fellatio. Do you tell bad jokes?
That, Kendall, whenever I'm receiving fellatio, it already is a bad joke.
Cliff, do you know what a Facebook crush is?
A Facebook crush? No. What?
A Facebook crush is a crush on a Facebook friend you barely know and weren't attracted to when you did know them. Most likely to occur when you friended an old acquaintance who has become suspiciously more attractive over the years. Due either to a particularly flattering photo or because now they've aged into a range where you could feasibly date them without being considered a perv. These factors combined with intelligence and thoughtful posts by the subject friend can lead to a titillating attraction for a mental projection that does not in fact exist. Such crushes are seldom viable in analog space. Too bad. We all have our Facebook crushes, Cliff.
Oh, we all do, Kendall. We all
do. You have a Facebook crush, Cliff?
On so many people, and I'm suspecting there are many back on me.
Oh, on Cliff and Kendall Facebook page, there are so many crushes, there are too many to mention. Yes. That is why. That is why there are so many crushes on us.
Oh, Kendall, that was so stupid.
Wait a minute. We have to finish this segment before we start the next one.
Oh, okay. I'm done.
Cliff, it's time for Kendall. Oh, hold on. It's time for Kendall's stupid question.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Good Lord above.
Good Lord above. Please deliver us from these stupid questions. All right, Cliff. I've got a stupid question for you. Put down that drink. Cliff, if you had to be of a different ethnicity than you actually are, to which heritage would you most likely belong?
I am so offended by this racist question.
Cliff, it is a stupid question. That's all it is. Answer it.
I cannot. I don't even know. I don't. What do you consider? Give me some ethnicities to choose from.
Asian American, Latino American. African American.
They have to be American, though.
No, they don't have to be. You could be from
a Latino Canadian.
Never be American. You could be Canadian. You could be Japanese. You could whatever you want. What would you be if you weren't American?
I don't know. I want to pass, and I want to hear you answer.
God. I think if I had to be another ethnicity, I would be a Latino, because
I'm so offended.
Why are you offended?
Haven't the Jews and the blacks been through enough?
Cliff, I think Latinos are such a wonderful culture. They work so hard and they are so nice and loving and forgiving. That's why I would be a Latino.
All right.
All right, Cliff. Since you didn't answer the last one, how about we try another one? Who is the most famous? Oh my God.
That's my answer.
Oh my God.
Whatever the question.
Who is the most famous person you've ever met? Blah. I know that the answer truly is Kendall, because I'm right here in front of you, the most famous person you've ever met.
No, if they'd asked who was the biggest famous person,
that's me. Who is the most famous person you've ever met, Cliff?
I guess.
Aretha Trahan?
No, I love her. I guess either Cyndi Lauper. Or John Waters.
You've met Cyndi Lauper and John Waters?
Yeah, all at like signings.
Look at you. Look at you. You big famous whore. I didn't know you met all those people.
I know.
All right, Cliff, in your opinion, what is the most significant event that has occurred in world history during the last 1,000 years?
Oh, the invention of Zac Efron
and his disco stick. Oh my God!
Lord, you knew it had to pop up sooner or later, Kendall.
His disco stick had to pop up sooner or later.
His disco stick has risen,
and that's all the time we have for Kendall's stupid question.
No. Oh, what am I going to do with my life now that those are over?
I guess, Cliff, you'll have to go back to eating and.
We have not scratched the surface of candy.
We don't scratch the surface of a lot of things, Cliff.
What? We said our favorite candies. There must be. What was your favorite candy as a child?
Ooh. You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I'm not segueing into jokes. When you're a child, you like so many different things. When you're a kid, you like sour things and sugary things. Then when you grow up, you start to like less sugary things and less sour things. But I love ring pop, and push pop. Those were my favorite things as a child. And I don't even know if they exist anymore, but I loved them as
they did.
Are you wearing one right now?
Go get you some.
Are you
get
sucking you on a ring pop right now, Cliff?
I'm sucking on something, on something.
Well, you're sucking on something. It's not a ring pop.
Sucking on a chili dog outside the taste freeze.
or.
My sugar is raw.
No, Cliff, I love me some candy. Oh, Cliff, I love me some candy.
People think they have lapsed into an alternate reality, but this is really the show.
This is the show.
Fatso!
This is the show, and that is what is so sad about it, Claire.
Oh, no. Kendo, I have so much more to say about candy. I have pages and pages of notes that we just didn't get to.
You'll have to save it to candy number two.
Candy part two, episode 439.
It's a little while away. But now, listeners, if you love candy, and you have to find something else to connect to, besides
come
candy.
Down to the altar.
Come down to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. That's 4328. And as always, you can search for us at iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall. We will be there. I swear to God, we will be there.
Eyes upon Jesus.
Cliff, do you have a quote?
Look full in his wonderful face.
Oh my God.
Is that too blasphemous for everybody? I do have a quote, but you go first, Kendall.
All right, I have several quotes, Cliff.
Oh God.
My first quote is candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker, and that's Ogden Nash.
Quicker. I love him.
What's your quote?
Mine is this, Kendall. Oh, goodness. There are 193 living species of monkeys and apes. 192 of them are covered with hair. The exception is a naked ape, self-named Homo sapiens. And that was said by Desmond Morris. Doesn't that have a lot of relevance to our lives today?
That has so much to do with candy. Now, Cliff, my next quote is this. You know an odd feeling? Sitting on the toilet eating a chocolate candy bar. And that's Carlin. The late George Carlin. What a wonderful person that was.
Oh, I love him, but I'm going to go blorch and eat some soup right afterward.
It's a good rule.
And it's a good rule in life never to apologize. The right sort of people do not want apologies, and the wrong sort take a mean advantage of them. Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. And I have one more quote. I found so many.
Oh, my
Cliff,
God.
Anyone that uses the phrase, easy as taking candy from a baby, has never tried taking candy from a baby. Cliff, why don't you take us home?
It is hard.
That's an unknown Arthur, by the way.
Unknown Arthur. Come on into my store. We got candies galore. Chocolate kiss is so good, you'll be begging for more. My sugar is raw. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for partaking in this candy-licious episode.
I'll be your one-stop candy shop. Everything that I got.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Does that sound like I'm like talking in slow motion to anybody else?